Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody, and come on in. Ooh. As for the 438th time, we break open the big vault of gospel music, which contains Kevin.
Hey, I'm in the vault.
And Tori.
That's me.
And William. And some in-vault guests. Gerald Wolf, Gordon Moat, Muddy Green. They're all here. And we also welcome all of our listening friends around the globe to this place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's a spot where the music has the clout and the chatter leaves no doubt.
No doubt.
And on this international
Love is the Thing Day. What can I say? Love will make your day.
And look who's just showed up, guys. He's bouncing in the halls out here on his heart-shaped pogo stick. Wow. With his red and white heart-shaped coveralls on. He's all in theme with his Love is the Thing microphone. It's our lovable host, Bill Gaither. Right here he is.
Hey, Bill.
And that's my turn, right?
Yeah, enough. Took you a while to get that off your stick.
A little love is always a good thing. And today our goal is to spread a little love around. And we got folks like the Collingsworth family, the Martins, the Booth brothers, and there's some more folks in that vault, right?
Yeah, there are. The vocal band's in there, and Gordon Moat's there, and the Hoppers. Bill, it's going to be a loving gospel music kind of day.
Let the music flow, Bill. Let's go.
Who else did you say was in that vault?
I didn't even know you had a vault. Where is this vault? Actually.
And why are all those singers in there?
It's off the main bathroom, isn't it?
Here's the entire group singing the Cleveland Derricks classic, When God Dips His Love in My Heart.
Every step of Calvary's rugged way to give his life completely and bring a better day. My life is filled with sin till my Jesus took me in and his blood.
Me laugh and it makes me cry. Sets my
to the races now with a song yeah. like that. When God, this is love in my heart. Who was that? Robbie Heiner?
Yes, it was. Yeah. And the whole homecoming group. That was a great day too. Yeah. Up there in your studio in Alexandria, and had how many people crammed in there, Bill?
There were a lot of folks in there, and you know, a lot of people say I still love those first videos when you were in that little tight studio.
Something special about yeah. those days, Bill.
Now, who's this? Oh, the Tallies.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good.
Talk to the Lord about it.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Right here on homecomingradio.com.
Are you weak and heavy laden? Have you trials and temptations? Do you struggle beneath the load of care? Well, here's a suggestion. If your mind is full of questions and you just can't find the answers anywhere, talk to the Lord about it. Don't bear that burden alone. It's a privilege to carry every need to the Father's throne. He's a friend who's always faithful, and he makes our cares his own. He loves to listen, don't ever doubt it. Talk to the Lord about it. Is your heart weighed down with sorrow? Do you worry about tomorrow? And you're waiting on that mountain to move. Doo-doo. There's hope in the asking, and a joy that's everlasting. When you trust, there is nothing he can't do. Talk to the Lord about it. Don't bear that burden alone. It's a privilege to carry every need to the Father's throne. He's a friend who's always faithful, and he makes our cares his own. He loves to listen, don't ever doubt it. Talk to the Lord about it. Have a little talk with Jesus. Have a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Talk to the Lord about it. Don't bear that burden alone. It's a privilege to carry every need to the Father's throne. He's a friend who's always faithful, and he makes our cares his own. He loves to listen, don't ever doubt it. Talk to the Lord about it. He loves to listen, don't ever doubt it. Talk to the Lord about it. Talk to the Lord about it.
Well, you know it had to happen.
Yeah, here it is.
Like a cold.
Hey, but I got an email moments ago from the Good Humor Truck Drivers Rodeo. Wow. Gathered in Alfonso's roller rink out in Appleton.
Oh, Alfonso's.
They decided to honor us by naming a new ice cream and bar after the word of the day.
Okay.
Called Weird and Weirder.
Of course it is.
It's chocolate-covered cauliflower rolled in asparagus chips layered with jalapeno slices and held together with Elmer's glue.
I'll take two.
My little boy still wouldn't eat it.
So in thankful response, here's the word of the day. Atribilious.
What?
Bilious. Atribilious.
Atribilious.
Yeah, atribilious. Yeah, of course. Do you guys know this?
No, but Kevin, do you know it?
I have it over here.
Oh,
the atrabilious, yes, very important. It is located in the thoracic region next to the subclavian ice. It's over here in the ventricular cartilaginous area near the ischial tuberosity. You know what I'm saying there? Well, if you're not familiar, it's near the Great Smoky Mountains. So the next time you're in the area, just stop in at the Atrabilius Airbrush T-Shirt Cabin Rental Taffy Company and Knife Works and Wax Museum. That's right. Now, is that what you're talking about?
Believe it or not.
I think so. Right down the road from Charlie.
Okay, you choked me up on that one. It means bad-tempered.
Well, of course.
Like, as in, most children go through an atrabilious stage.
As in, a lot of the tourists in the Smoky Mountains.
I'm so sorry.
That's right. Really is.
Pardon.
That's any given day in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah. Hey, I hear a song that I recognize, Bill, and our buddy Gordon Mode is in studio today, and he doesn't miss a thing, and this song says, Lord, don't let me miss the glory. Gordon, I'm going to sing for us.
In the view from the mountains, there's a story to be told. In the crashing of the ocean, there's a power that no man will ever hold. All the stars in the heavens decorate your handiwork. And like a mighty choir, they've come to celebrate your worth. Don't let me miss the glory. Don't let me miss the praise that all creation is singing to the honor of your name. Don't let me miss the wonder. Don't let me miss the grand design and the light. The cry of a baby and the laughter of love and the dance of the faithful, you will find the greatness of our God above. In the prayer of the righteous, in the beauty of your grace, in a brand new morning's mercy, all your memories of my sin have been erased. Don't let me miss the glory. Don't let me miss the praise that all creation is singing to the honor of your name. The lightning.
let me miss the glory. I love singing that every night. It reminds me not to miss those great moments.
We loved hearing you sing.
Yeah, you sing it, man.
I love that.
And speaking of great moments, this isn't one of them. This time, we've got a high volume of demand. We've had two or three people email us wanting to hear some wisdom from Bill Gaither.
My rule of thumb for today is to stay trim on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being hungry, 10 being stuffed. Eat only when your hunger is 1 or 2.
Huh.
Never eat when you're 5 or over, and you will stay trim. Collingsworth family, here they are. Count your blessings again.
Feeling kind of blue cause the world's forgotten you, and nobody really takes the time to care.
You may get up feeling down and put on another frown, cause that's the only thing your feelings let you wear. Well, I've been there and I know, when your burdens get you low, there's one thing you can count on for sure. It's those everyday blessings your mind keeps forgetting, a guaranteed miracle cure. Count your blessings again, again and again. Start with the one where we save it from sin. After you number them all, give the praises to Him. Then turn around and count all your blessings again.
Nobody really thanks you for your time.
You just want to shut the door and not face it anymore before it finally makes you lose your mind. Well, remember what I said, if you only look ahead, counting blessings always makes you glad. And when you're finished counting, you'll be on a mountain of blessings you didn't know you had.
Count your blessings again, again and again. Start with the one where we save you from sin. After you number them all, give the praises to Him. Then turn around and count all your blessings again. Count your blessings again and again and again. Start with the one where we save you from sin. After you number them all, give the praises to Him. Then turn around and count all your blessings again. After you number them all, give the praises to Him.
I'm Ed O'Neill with the Dixie Melody Boys, and you've come to the right place for the best in gospel music, Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Thanks for being here.
A 7-year-old sister gave her little brother a kiss on the cheek. Moments later, his mother noticed he was rubbing the spot where he'd been kissed. She asked him if he was rubbing it off. He said, "Oh, no. I'm rubbing it so that it gets to my heart faster." I like a kid like that.
Yeah, but those aren't my kids.
Hey, here are the Hoppers. I just feel like something good is about to happen.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that He'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves to call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. Brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happens just to praise Him, for I know He's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth the investment, for I know He'll see me through. He said He would. He
the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. Brother, this could be that very day.
Hey, here are some gracious notes left at homecomingradio.com by our listening friends.
This one says, I'm Dave, and I truck from Toronto to Memphis and back every week. I hear you on the satellite several times as I ride. You guys and Tori make my week go along real good. I hope Bill lives forever. I do too.
Trust me, we do too.
Yes. You guys are going to love this one. He says, I'm Amelia and I'm 14. I am a gospel music fanatic. Mr. Gaither, you and Gloria are my heroes. I love what you do. I love Homecoming Radio because it lifts my heart and it's fun to listen to. Thanks for brightening my good and bad days.
I'm 16 and I've listened to you guys and Tori for the past 4 years, and I love the humor, the joy, the encouragement that you bring to my life. I hear you on WTRM in Virginia, and thanks for playing the very best music in the world. Joel says, keep it up.
You know, since I discovered Homecoming Radio, I listen to you every day online. It ministers to my life and is a real blessing to my weary soul. It reminds me to keep hope and to trust God completely. Be blessed. Angel in Kenya, Africa. Wow. Bless you, Angel.
That's great.
And thanks so much for writing. We love your notes, and so drop us one today. It's homecomingradio.com. Somebody said there are really only two prayers that we ever pray when it really gets real serious. It's help me, Jesus, and the other is thank you, Jesus. And they are two very, very important prayers. On a given day, I think we can all say this with every bit of honesty in our body. I do know how to say thank you. Listen.
I don't know about the future. I don't understand some things about the past. I don't know why some things happen. I don't know why some things end and others last. don't know the rhymes and reasons. I don't understand the words some people pray. But when I see your hand of mercy, Lord, protect me from the dangers in my way. I know how to say thank you. I know a blessing when I see one. I'm a recipient of grace through the hours and the days. I know how to say thank you. There were times today when angels stood around me and I couldn't even see. There were times when I was hurting, and then you stepped in and took the pain for me. And there were moments when you stopped me, Lord, so I could smell the roses by the road. And though I'm not the wisest person, there are some things that beyond a doubt I know. I know how to say thank you. I know a blessing when I see. Recipient of grace through the hours and the days. I know how to say thank you. I know a blessing when I see one. I'm a recipient of grace through the hours and the days. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Oh Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Don't you know the Lord loves to hear that? Mm-hmm. And too often we don't stop, simply say, thank you. And we have so much to be grateful for. Well, we started out to say love matters when it's all said and done. Love is a thing. And I know we've reached our goal and we'll do more and try to do the same next time. So,
if you surf the web during the week, flybyhomecomingradio.com and leave us a note. Go do it now. Also, check out the dates, times, and places for upcoming concerts.
And folks, you can listen to more of us, if you can stand it, homecomingradio.com. Listen live. Do it.
Hey, and you'll love our Facebook page for a behind-the-scenes look at the Homecoming Radio.
You can also tweet us on Twitter, or as Bill calls it, Fritter. Go do it right now. Homecomingradio.com.
Well, it's been a good day, and it's always a good day when I got my friends with me. Buddy, Tori, Gerald, Gordon, Kevin, Phil. It's been fun, but the old clock on the wall says this is it, so let's go.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See you now.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace,
Check in at homecomingradio.com for the same music you listen to here can be found there. homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation. And there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.